I'm John Tesh on South Florida's number one Listen While You Work station, 101.5 Light FM. I am so happy to be with you today. I'm getting intelligent right along with you with all this information. You know all those myths about babies? If you're carrying high, you're having a boy, getting morning sickness, it's a girl. I'll tell you which of those myths are right on target and which are a bunch of hooey. I also have the scoop on names. How much do they say about you? And why do some parents give their kids such weird names? And on the love front, I'll tell you about the pink lens effect. That's the way we view our partner when we first fall in love. But what happens when the old pink lenses go away? I'll have it for you. Here we go.
Light music, less stress. 101.5 Light FM.
Music and intelligence for your life.
Say hey, if you're expecting a baby, or you know somebody who is, you've probably heard all those guessing games. Everybody has a theory about whether it's going to be a boy or a girl. According to WebMD, whether they use old wives' tales, flip a coin, or simply guess, everybody has a 50-50 chance of being right. Here are some of the myths of prediction and whether science backs them up. Myth number one, a fetal heartbeat above 140 beats a minute means it's a boy. Slower than that, it's a girl. Wrong. The only time the heartbeat changes is during labor, and the girl's heartbeat's faster. Myth number two, if you're carrying the baby high, you're having a boy. If the baby is riding low, it's a girl. This one, wrong too. The position of the baby has more to do with the mother's overall body shape and how far along the pregnancy is. Here's another myth. If you have bad, long-lasting morning sickness, it's probably a girl. I used to believe this. Actually, that one is true. Ding, ding, ding. Morning sickness is linked to certain hormones, and girl babies add their own hormones to the mix, making their mothers sicker. So if you have bad, long-lasting morning sickness, it's probably going to be a girl. And the final myth that supposedly predicts whether it's a boy or a girl is, if you crave sour or salty foods, it's a boy. If you want sweets, it's a girl. But wrong again. Cravings are not affected by the type of baby you're carrying. If you really want to know whether you're having a boy or a girl, there are two accurate ways to find out. And my tip is don't find out. It's much more fun. Anyway, here are the tests. Ultrasound. After the 16th week, an ultrasound is 85% accurate in predicting a baby's sex. Amniocentesis. It is 100% accurate, but you shouldn't have one unless you need to rule out medical problems. So say the experts at WebMD. .5 Light FM, stress-free music, and a free escape to paradise for you to win each workday with the Light FM Atlantis Paradise Island Song of the Day. We keep the light on all night. 101.5 Light FM.
Music and intelligence for your life.
Here's some quick intelligence for your self-esteem. According to Health Magazine, other people see you as thinner than you see yourself. Researchers at the University of St. Louis showed women 10 figures that range from skinny to fat and asked them to pick out which one they most resembled. Then they asked a group of objective observers to match the women up as well. The results? The women picked figures that were larger than the ones the objective observers picked. Not only that, when the women were asked which figure they thought men would like the most, they picked those that were much skinnier than what the men preferred. What does this mean? Dr. Jennifer Siciliani, one of the researchers, says women hold themselves to an even higher standard than they think men expect. She says, whatever body you think men dream about, ladies, add 20%.
4 o'clock in the morning. My mind on my mind.
Great duet from Leanne Rimes and Ronan Keating.
You're listening to the John Tesh Radio Show.
Coming up, the scoop on names. How much do they say about you? And why do some parents give their kids such wacky names? That is next.
Your music, your health, intelligence for your life.
This is the John Tesh Radio Show on 101.5 Light FM.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to rich chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink...